WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl. You are tuned in to Cause and Effect. Each week, I pick one artist and trace their musical roots over 2 hours telling their story through the music of other people, as well as using examples from their catalog. Tonight, I have picked the American indie rock group from Duluth, Minnesota, called Low. They were formed in 1993, and their music can be described as what you can hear in the background right now. Slowcore. Some people call it sadcore. Those who are not fans call them snorecore or borecore. Early on especially, they definitely did the sort of lullaby rock thing. What makes this group particularly spectacular is the tight harmonies between the core members, Alan Sparhawk. Sparhawk, and I can't say that name tonight, and Mimi Parker. They have known each other since they were 9, got married at, I think, 21, and have been married and playing in the band Low together ever since. Their harmonies between each other's voices are just spectacular. It's really the ultimate union. Some absolutely gorgeous stuff. And there's been a rotating cast of characters in and out of the band. Right now, the bass player is Steve Garrington. I think they are truly an example of making the most out of not very much. Very minimal guitar, bass, drum, and yet they can make some pretty amazing rumbles with it. So tonight, I'm going to explore some of their regional influences, some of the bands that inspired them to sound the way they do, and then bands within their peer group, other bands within the sort of sadcore sound, and sort of expand it out into some of the noisier stuff that they're doing now. So without further ado, more from Low, and I'm going to start the set off with the Retribution Gospel Choir, which is Alan and Steve's side project band to Low, and definitely a little bit more rockin'. So, hang tight, more music to come.
Yelling so loud, it makes no sense at all. Walking. National parks, and I'm concerned about what I'm seeing. When you think of Yellowstone, the Grand Canyon, and Gettysburg, you think of our country's most significant landscapes and landmarks, and you remember magical moments enjoyed with family or friends. You don't think of potholes, crumbling historical sites, dusty and neglected artifacts, and dirty bathrooms. You don't think of school kids being turned away from educational programs because there are too few rangers. Yet this is the reality in too many of our national parks. For years, national parks have suffered without needed federal investment. The 100th birthday of the national parks is less than 8 years away. Our national parks need our help today. Join me and help protect our national parks and historic landmarks for our children and grandchildren. Thank you for listening.
Visit the National Parks Conservation Association website at npca.org/radio or call 1-800-NAT-PARK.
WRAR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffeehouses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Mag. You are tuned in to Cause and Effect, and tonight's show is all about the American indie rock group Low. We just heard Yola Tango with Cherry Chapstick. Not only are they also a married couple, who have played in a band forever and put out lots of records. That particular track from And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out is from their 9th release, and Low has, in fact, just put out their 9th release, too, so it seemed like a good fit. We heard The Replacements with Left of the Dial, and I'm sure some of you are thinking, why in the world would you play The Replacements? And both The Replacements and Husker Du Makes No Sense at All are bands that Alan, specifically, I heard him in a couple of different interviews, talk about growing up in the Midwest, just outside of Minneapolis, and hearing records like The Replacements and Husker Du, and that sort of passionate, hard-on-the-sleeve, pure emotion unleashed through rock. And that really appealed to them. And so I chose those two bands to represent the area that both he and Mimi grew up in. And at the beginning of the set, you heard Hide It Away from Retribution Gospel Choir, which features Alan and Steve from Low. It's sort of more rock and noisy side project. Beneath me right now is The Cure, Funeral Party. There's definitely some gothic influences within the Low camp. And you can sort of hear, this is original OG, you know, slowcore kind of thing. So I'm going to finish out this track a little bit more and then go into the band of the hour, Low.
Cut. I write about rock and roll for the Chicago Tribune.
And I'm Jim DeRogatis, the pop music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times. Together we host Sound Opinions, an hour of music news, reviews, interviews, live performances, basically the two of us sitting on the couch with you, covering the world of music.
We also rate new CDs on our patented scale. Buy it, burn it, trash it. It's Sound Opinions, the world's only rock and roll talk show.
You're listening to Cause and Effect, and I am Lightning's Girl. The phone number here is 804-649-9737. My set list for tonight's show can be found at www.wrir.org. And hey, mark your calendar. WRIR's Spring Fun Drive starts Friday, April 29th at 5 p.m. It's the fun drive for the rest of us. So tonight's show is all about the band Low. What we just heard was Black Eyed Snakes Rise Up. That is Alan Sparhawk's sort of anti-blues side project band. And for those of you who don't know, I grew up in New Jersey, and I've been thinking about why his last name is so hard for me to pronounce. And the New Jersey girl in me wants to do terrible things to the last name of Sparhawk. I want to say something like Spahawk is really what wants to come out of me, and I'm trying so hard not to do that. We heard the Swans with Eye in the Sun, and I'm sure a lot of people were expecting a very different start to my Low set this evening. But the Swans are, in fact, a big influence on some of the members of Low, and especially the Great Annihilator. And the band I just played, Black Eyed Snakes, actually covers one of the Swan songs off of their most recent record. We heard Joy Division with Transmission. Low had covered that song and also titled their 1996 EP Transmission. And the beginning of that set was Low with Monkey off of their seventh long player from 2005, The Great Destroyer. Behind me right now is Jarbo with Alan. Alan's a busy guy. He's got a lot of projects going on. We're going to go into a set where lots of songs that Low has covered over the years. You'll definitely hear some influences within the songs that they've chosen to cover. And then arguably one of the biggest influences on the band. And I think I found the song that really kind of nails down what they love about the Velvet Underground. So first, though, I'm going to start with the Beatles' Nowhere Man.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making in meadow.
wish I could keep your little body in meadow. In meadow. Jesus. Jesus, help me find my proper place.
WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
Every day is the right day.
This program is underwritten by Godfrey's Restaurant and Nightclub, supporting the underground dance music scene every Thursday night. You will find live performances by DJ Spider, DJ Albert, and WRIR's DJ Turnstile Sound System each Thursday evening. Godfrey's is located at 308 East Gray Street, and more information can be found at godfreysva.com. See you out tonight. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Tonight's show is all about the rock band Low. Quite a few of the songs you just heard were tracks that they've covered over the years on various compilations. We heard Pink Floyd, Fearless. Low does a spectacular version of that track. Neil Young with Down by the River, yet another song Low has covered. The Velvet Underground with Jesus. And I thought, you know, between that and the Spaceman 3 track I played before that one, Lord, Can You Hear Me?, it seemed appropriate to throw in a couple of religious, overtone-y kind of songs, since core members of Low, the husband and wife, are Mormons. And is it the Osmonds that are also Mormons? I want to say Low are among some of the most famous musicians within the Mormons world, but I should probably do my homework before I say a blanket statement like that. We heard Low with In Metal from Things We Lost in the Fire. You know, usually when I hear a record, I can tell if it's been produced by Albini. And that's one that kind of slipped by me. I would have never guessed that Steve Albini had produced that record. And that is just a gorgeous track dedicated to their, well, at the time, their newborn baby. And the beginning of that set was The Beatles with Nowhere Man. And Low covered that on a Beatles tribute album. We are listening to Mogwai right now, who are huge followers of the band Low. I don't know if you guys got to hear JJ's show. He did a Cause and Effect on Mogwai a couple weeks ago that was just absolutely stunning. The next set is kind of a long one, and it's definitely, I think this is what people have been probably waiting for. Some of the best and well-known slowcore, sadcore bands out there. And I'm going to start things off with a band from Duluth, Minnesota. It's actually a nom de plume of somebody by the name of Nathan. I think it's Amunso. This release is on Low's label. Their label is called Chair Kickers Union. And it has some local bands, and then it has some Low material stuff as well. But I'm going to start with that and then go into some more of the classic bands like Bedhead, Codeine, Galaxy 500, and yes, more Low.
Swans float above my light. You were more than I could take. Swans. Float above my lake. You swans float above my lake. You were more than I could take. Have you ever everybody knows you've been gone away ever since the time that you refuse to stay, and everybody knows you've been gone for days. Thank you.
Last night I dreamt your face. The skin was falling off. The flesh was turning gray.
darkness, the game is real. Real as a gun. Real as a gun. As he watches the lights of the city, and he moves through the night. Shoot all the lights.
Go ahead, ready?
I'm Forrest Whitaker for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And this is my daughter, True.
Hi.
Life is full of choices. And many years ago, I chose to become a vegetarian. And it's one of the best choices I've ever made. And since True's dad was a vegetarian, she decided to be a vegetarian too. You may decide to go vegetarian for better health, for a better environment, or you could be like True and I and just decide you don't want to eat meat anymore.
I love animals and I love being a vegetarian.
I'm Forrest Whitaker.
And I'm True Whitaker.
And we're vegetarians.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Looking for something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
It's True. Paul's Boutique is up next. I am Lightning's Girl. This is the last half an hour of Cause and Effect. And tonight's featured band is the group Low. You know, I had to go ahead and look it up. I want to see what other famous rock and roll Mormons there were out there. Since I was talking about Mormons and Alan and Mimi being of the Mormon faith. So a couple more famous rock and roll Mormons for you. Will Butler from the Arcade Fire. The Killers, I had no idea, and Warren Zevon. I gotta be honest, a lot of the names on the site I'm not so familiar with, but there are a lot of country and a lot of other genres that I'm not so specialized in. But in the rock world, those were some of the ones that came to mind. Let's see, we heard Richard and Linda Thompson. I love any excuse I can to play that particular song, which is Shoot Out the Lights. Lots of critical comparisons to Low and Richard and Linda Thompson, again, more couples who rock together. We heard Low with Murderer. That was from Drums and Guns and produced by Dave Friedman, who was the bassist or is the bassist and founding member of Mercury Rev. He did that record and The Great Destroyer. Galaxy 500, Snowstorm, that goes out to Derek Sunshine. When he heard I was doing Low, the first thing he asked was if I was going to play Galaxy 500. And, of course, you really can't do a Low show without them. Not only are they sort of one of the cornerstones to the slowed-down, sad, shimmering rock sound, but Kramer, who he's been in a bunch of bands, has not only been in, like, Bong Water and Dog Bowl, but he's played with Bottle Surfers, Ween, Half Japanese, but he's really almost at this point better known as the guy who ran Shimmy Disc and produced a lot of bands like Galaxy 500. Low had actually mailed Kramer a demo. Kramer was excited to work with Low and has sort of since been tagged with discovering Low, even though that's sort of funny because it's really Low who reached out to Kramer, but still. So we heard Galaxy 500 with Snowstorm, Codeine with Cave In. That song still gives me goosebumps after all of these years. I believe the drummer has played with the band The New Year, and that ties into Bedhead, who we heard before Codeine, with Beheaded. And they're another peer group to Low, part of the slowcore sound. They're from Texas, and two of those members were also in The New Year. And the beginning of that set was The Rivulets with Swans, and that is on Low's label, Chair Kickers Union. So right now behind me is Lo with Dirty 3, and I'm just going to go right back into some more music since we just have about a half an hour left. Incredibly, Robert Plant didn't just kind of like Lo. He loves them enough to cover them twice on the record Band of Joy. And so I had to pick between the two songs, so I picked Silver Rider. So again, this is a Lo cover by the one and only Robert Plant.
Thank you. Frustrating as it seems. You're not the first today. Excuse me for my means. There is no other way. So I'll cry, cry, cry like the best. Cry. So kindly blessed. Don't ask me to forgive you. I'm not so kindly blessed.
You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM. I am Lightning's Girl. This is the very end of Cause and Effect. I know normally I have talk over music, but I have to admit, I don't have the heart to talk over the American Music Club. I am such a nerd for this band that it just seemed wrong. So I'm not going to talk over it. I'm going to wait and play the song in full after I'm done talking. Paul's Boutique is up next. He's already in the studio behind me. I'm always looking forward to seeing what he's going to pull out to play. I got a little sneak peek of what the set's going to be. Next week, I'm actually not going to be here. JJ will be filling in for me. I don't know if he's picked his artist yet. He was talking Akron Family. Maybe that's going to be the one. Maybe he'll surprise us and it'll be something totally different. I'm actually heading to New York City to see the band Seaweed from Tacoma, Washington. They're doing a reunion one-off show in New York City, and they're old friends of mine. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing them in Brooklyn and hopefully spending some time with them. And we'll eventually do a cause and effect based on some interviews and some emails back and forth. We started the process, but I know they're really busy preparing for this show. So hopefully we'll finish talking about their influences and some of the bands in their peer group. And I'll have a great Seaweed show for you. And if you aren't familiar with who they are, then you're going to be pleasantly surprised by their awesomeness. So two more songs I'm going to fit in before Paul is up next. And I'm going to start with the American Music Club and the Hopes and Dreams. And I'll just leave. It's a very long title, but I'll leave it at that. And the Red House Painters, I couldn't do a low show without the Red House Painters, with All Mixed Up. And I chose a Cars cover because Kozelek, who is in the Red House Painters, much like Lowe, can do a cover of a band in the most untraditional and amazingly unsuspecting way. You think an AC/DC song, and then he'll put a spin on it, and it sounds like something totally new and their own thing, and Lowe is certainly capable of doing the same thing. So I thought it'd be cool to play a wacky Red House Painters cover. So here's the American Music Club and Red House Painters, and then Paul's Boutique up next. Have a great night. Paul, I think you might be my bad luck charm, because as soon as you walk in, the show falls apart. Okay, that was just a tease, really. Here's American Music Club. Son of a...
When I spend too much time alone, I get afraid. Afraid that you're gonna leave me. Of what they throw in the way of something simple like leaving. Forgive me if you can, said the cashier, for the dollars and cents I love has become. I didn't sell you anything, my dear. You were a scarecrow looking for a bonfire to sleep on. Believe me if you can, said the pile of bones. I think that this is all there is left to see. Just waiting for my prescription to come. 'Cause every second hell dissolves more of me, and all of heaven's 10,000 whores are on a party line to his big toe, singing, ooh, I just can't do it anymore.
bother asking now. No. Shatters me in the mirror. She never leaves on the light. And some things that I've said to her, they just don't seem to bite. It's all mixed up. It's all up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. She tricks me into thinking that I can't believe my eyes, that I wait for her forever. But she never does arrive. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. taken pictures. She's always out making scenes. She's always out the window. When it comes to making dreams, it's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up.
Best in men's clothing. Call Paul's Boutique at Sojourner. So the number is 718-498-1043. That's Paul's Boutique, and they're in Brooklyn.